Prologue. Morallan, Emberforge. First of Frostfall, 1207. Trilian galloped up the hill on his black mare toward his commanding Arcan Knight and their clarets. Smoke began to fill the air as their legion moved into the village just outside Emberforge. Snow also drifted down through the air, and it was hard for Trilian to tell what was snow and what was ash. A fresh blanket had fallen the night before and made his horse pant as it ran through the ever-deepening drifts. Up ahead, he spotted his Arcan Knight, the man in charge of the first column of knights of the Legion. Mongard was a tall man with blood-red hair. He was imposing to even Trilian, who had known him all his life. Mongard was the sort of man others followed without question. Trilian hoped to one day be that sort of man. But for now, he had to answer to Mongard and give his report.
"Sir,"
he called, catching his breath. Despite the snow, sweat trickled down his scalp, making his long black hair stick to his neck beneath his black armor.
"The Osarius are on the run. Second column has moved in from the east as planned and surrounded the village. They joined the third column, and soldiers have crushed the Osarius. The knights and their clarets are laying waste to the village. We should have it by sundown."
"Praise the Modeus,"
Elendir, Trilian's claret, said softly.
"The knights have performed well."
"Not without their clarets,"
Mongard said steadily, his violet eyes never leaving the fray beneath him.
"Without that bond between knight and claret, we'd not have the magic we wield."
He glanced sidelong at his claret, Danis.
"You prayed this morning? Did the winds hear you and bless our crystals?"
Danis nodded wordlessly. Trilian eyed the silent claret. Something about the man put him on edge. Danis was loyal on the outside, but his silence often unnerved Trilian.
"I have used the crystals today,"
Trilian said. He drew his blade and inspected the orange spike of crystal embedded in the hilt. It was paler than it had been before he'd used it, showing the depletion of magic. He looked up at Elendir.
"Thank you for your bond, as always."
Elendir smiled weakly at his knight.
"Without it, we die, but I feel blessed to be bound to you."
Unlike other clarets, Elendir hadn't had a choice when he had been bound to Trilian.
"I still value your loyalty," he said.
Elendir nodded toward the battle unfolding below.
"What's next?"
Trilian looked back down at the Legion of Knights and watched as sparks of color splashed up here and there, showing where a Modeus knight used a spell of fire, ice, or lightning to attack one of the Elsarius knights. The Elsarius in turn flung their own spells. He could smell the lightning mingling with the fire and the tangy scent of blood. He loved the smell of blood mixing with the earth. He inhaled deeply and closed his eyes.
"Scenting the smell of victory, are you, old friend?"
Mongard asked with a smirk.
"Don't get drunk on it yet. We're not finished, and there is still Emberforge to conquer. We're only halfway there." "Once we have the village," Trilian said, "we'll have an easy path to Emberforge. The Satrium is in the middle of the city and not surrounded by walls."
Elendir frowned.
"Emberforge has no walls?"
"None,"
Trilian answered.
"And their Satrium, the most holy of places, is made of wood. It will burn easily. They do not have the stone walls we do in Etheria."
Trilian expected Mongard to reply with something cutting here, but the big man kept his lips pressed together.
"There will be a slaughter,"
Danis whispered, his face drawn in sorrow.
"And this saddens you?"
Trilian cut back.
"Shut up,"
Mongard snapped, stopping the argument before it began.
"We must finish the village off first. We will never get to Emberforge today."
Trilian readjusted in his saddle.
"We could have gone around and attacked the city directly. Why waste time and men on the village?" "The scion of the Elsarius,"
Mongard replied darkly.
"He's the reason we are here."
"The what?"
Trilian asked, looking back out over the village as it burned.